Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen is our guest. Anita is the president of ReadyGo, Inc. ReadyGo.com is a website, and you can find all of her e-learning offerings there, which are very important. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0. She wrote the book on e-learning, and she's our good friend. We're talking about artificial intelligence, AI. I mentioned Elon Musk because, Anita, over the last year or two, Elon Musk has, and others have expressed their concern about the dangers, the potential perils of artificial intelligence in the future. And what I have said is, long before artificial intelligence is a problem for us, we'll have another problem in the by the way technology, our adoption and our use of technology, will have affected humanity, not just humans, but humanity, the way it's changing society, even as we speak. You just talked about how kids are what they're interested in these days. And I think the way we adopt technology, we'll do it to ourselves before artificial intelligence does it to us. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of hype. And what I was trying to give with the last example is what the reality is. The reality is you have an engineer or a group of engineers and mathematicians who decide based on the behavior, this is what's going to happen, and they test it out and they put an algorithm to it. If you do this, then this. If you do something else, then something different. Or how many tries need to be done? You know, so that's what artificial intelligence is just someone coding up what needs to be done, so that a human doesn't have to make that decision. Well, actually, a human has made the decision, but that it can be done over and over and over again.
Right.
The same decision can be replicated.
So in a remote site where something like an oil well or some kind of an outpost for weather or whatever, there's sensitive indicators out there that picks up information from wherever, rain, wind, whatever it might be, temperature or motion or whatever, and it says the computer has been told, if this happens, then that means that this needs to happen, and it kicks on some other device, and humans around, and that was programmed, and it may be making those decisions for years after it's programmed, right? And no human.
Right. Exactly. An autopilot.
If your milk in your refrigerator, if the light in the refrigerator shows, or the weight of the place where you sit your milk gets below a quarter pound, then it sends you an email. It says, well, that means if we're low on milk, that means I need to send an email to the boss and tell him to go get milk.
Right.
That's the Internet of Things, right?
Right. Right. So, you know, some of it's practical, some of it's kind of, you know, you don't really need to. For the milk, can't you, when you go to pour the milk, say, wow, it's getting, you know, is it really necessary?
But we're going to have it. You know, we already have it.
Yeah, but you know, that might be in a house that might be overfilled.
My car tells me when my tire pressure's low.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe the carton of milk in your refrigerator is overkill, whereas in a coffee shop, knowing whether or not something is low, where you don't having a sensor that tells you it's low, can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Of proper ordering. So, yes. You know,
so we're at the stage of AI where we're starting to see the benefits of it, and not necessarily any scary parts, right? I mean,
parts are with anything is who is writing this, who is maintaining this, who is testing it, you know, how secure are you the decisions that have been made. Those are the scary parts. You know, it's not like the artificial intelligence. If you watch some of the TV shows, it makes you you think like they can go past just replicating something that you've tested over and over again and let them do something.
Right.
Have a machine make a decision. I don't think computers are going to all of a sudden be making their own decisions. They're just going to be.
Yeah, what you're saying is, and this is what people are worried about, that outpost computer I was talking about will start talking to your refrigerator computer, and somehow they would start making decisions on their own.
Right, they're not going to collude against you.
Right.
That's just in science fiction that they collude against you.
Right.
They're not going to be. They're just going to be continually making that same decision over and over.
But now here's a real possibility though, Anita. What if this AI is in a very important, let's say, part of the power grid, and all of a sudden AI locks us out or something because it says if this then that then this, and through some glitch in the programming or whatever, it locks us out of controlling our own power grid, for example, or something. I'm just thinking of a possibility. What do you think?
Yeah. You know,
it didn't do it maliciously. It's just sitting there thinking, I'm doing my job. You're not supposed to be here.
There's a bug in this. No one, you know, that's the big issue. Is it's all created by humans, and if humans didn't think of every situation, then you can run into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if humans, but we already know this. Don't have a back door, then you can run into a problem.
Right.
The big issue we have is the exact opposite. Not that it takes over and the humans can't get in, but that we assume that it's doing it and bad guys get in.
Exact bad guys. I'm going to talk about that after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.